In order, House Rules Meeting on Tuesday at 5:32. Present, we have Representative Porter, Representative Williams, Speaker, Phillips, myself, and we're here this evening to discuss one matter, House Bill 309, which is an act naming our recent state purchase, the Robert B. Atwood Building. And we also have been joined by Representative Nicolai. And we have someone from the office of the bill sponsor to present the bill to us. Do you have any comments you'd like to make?
Okay, this bill was passed out of...
You would first state your name for the record.
Sorry, Annette Deal. This bill was passed out of the State Affairs Committee last week, and the only change that was added is the last sentence was added, which specifies the date for naming of the building, and also in the first sentence, the date March 31st, 2002 was also added. And the reason for this is because of a lease provision that the state and the Bank of America building has, where the name is to remain with the building until Bank of America lease expires or the tenant relinquishes its lease, which could be at an earlier date than the specified date in the lease.
That concludes your comments? We do have a CS before us that includes essentially what was just mentioned. It is adding the lease dates into it. The purchase of the building, the lease agreement, I guess, extends up through March of 2002. So in essence, we can't rename it until that point in time, or the owners in the state agree to an earlier change.
Oh, I see what this is. Okay.
Representative Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is, who, and we may need to specify this, who will be designated as the entity or person in the state to make that decision by the year 2002 if the name isn't changed or if there's a problem? Should we identify the word state to who we're talking about?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, Madam Speaker, for the record, my name is Marco Pignalberg, Representative Cowder's office. We have had discussions with Mr. Keith Gerken and Mr. Dugan Petty in the General Services Administration Office in the Department of Administration, and they would be the office that would handle the any lease changes or naming changes subsequent to the lease.
Mr. Chairman, and is that standard procedure, so it's not something that we need to identify in the legislation?
That's correct.
Okay.
Representative Porter, did you have a question?
No, I just, for the record, wanted to put on the record that it's my understanding that if it is an agreement to change the name before December 30th, 2002, that the only alternative that they have is to name it the Robert B. Atwood Building, not something else.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Further questions for the bill sponsor's staff? Seeing none, Representative Porter.
I would move that we move from committee, adopt a version E dated 1/23/98, and having adopted that with the same vote, then move from committee CS for HB 309 with individual recommendations.
Everybody understand the motion? We have two motions. One is to adopt the CS version E, and the second motion will be to move the bill from committee.
Mr. Chairman, I just happen to note that the copy that we have is version B.
He did two motions, doing the E first and then.
We have before us the CS version E. That's.
And then B.
But I don't understand how this could happen.
Version
B has a later date.
Yeah, he said to accept this and then to adopt this in exchange. Wasn't that his motion? Didn't you say to accept E and then adopt B in exchange? That's what I heard the motion to be.
You got it March 31st on B. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would move amend my motion to version B dated 1/26/98.
Everybody understand the motion? We are adopting version B. Without objection, we have version B before us. The second motion is to move version B from committee with individual recommendations and the accompanying zero fiscal note. Is there objection? Hearing and seeing none, the bill is moved. No further business come before this committee. We're adjourned at 5:37.